your transmission.
Hello and welcome, adventurers, to Dungeon Radio Hour, a D&D actual play comedy podcast where the traditional gift for a one-year anniversary is paper, so you can all expect a restraining order from me. As always, I'm your host and Dungeon Master, Dalton Ruscher Riddle, joined once again by our ragtag band of would-be heroes. Introduce yourself, heroes.
I'm Michael Adair.
I'm Alyssa Adair.
And I'm Andrew Gerline.
All right, everybody, right now on the count of three, I need a drum roll. Ready? 3, 2, 1!
We have a sound button for this, but yes.
So all of that fanfare is for a very specific reason. We celebrated the show's one-year anniversary last week.
What?
Woo-hoo! 1 year! 1 year!
Wait, what did you guys do? I didn't get invited.
65 days. Oh.
You guys had a little party?
Mike was in charge of sending out the invitations.
I was, and I did send them to Alyssa and Dalton, and I'm pretty sure yours is in the mail, Andrew, but the post is, like, so delayed.
Yeah.
Well, if I get it late, can we have another party so I can
But then it's not exactly a 1 year.
But then it wouldn't be on the 1 year, and yeah. I don't like that, and I just don't enjoy that, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you guys think you'll have the address figured out by next year?
Hopefully.
Maybe.
We're still going to do this? By next year?
I don't know. It doesn't feel as important. Maybe the five, maybe.
Yeah, we can do it for the five.
Okay. Still friends, though?
Maybe.
But anyway, happy 1 year.
Happy 1 year, everybody. Happy anniversary.
I feel like we just started like a month ago.
Let me ask you guys this. The expectations you had for what this show was going to be versus what this show turned into. Same, different. Where are you on that spectrum?
I almost want to I want to say that I expected it to not be as silly, but that would be a lie because knowing from us playing, for all those listening, I think we've talked about it. We used to play separately off the podcast and it always devolved into nonsense.
But did you think it was that the podcast version was going to be more like serious?
I did. I think at first I thought maybe. I was like, yeah. Oh, well, because it's a podcast, we'll take it seriously.
Right.
No.
Yeah, I don't think it would have felt right if we had done that, you know?
Mm-hmm. We did record the first episode once, and it wasn't as off the walls.
Yeah, the first time we recorded episode one, it did have, I think, a little bit more of a serious tone to it.
Yeah.
And it didn't feel
right.
But it didn't feel right to any of us.
Yeah.
I remember we edited it, we listened to it, and we're like, this ain't us. So we went back
again.
This
isn't the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I came into this very skeptical because I'm not a podcast person and I really like I had heard of like Critical Role and like Dimension 20 but that's about it, so I didn't really think there was much of a market for a D&D mm-hmm. podcast
mm-hmm. And what a fool you were.
But I think when we decided to turn it into a production, like a full-on edited show, that to me was just a light bulb. It was just so much more entertaining than I thought it would be.
Yeah,
I'll say that what the show is, I kind of always saw it as this, you know. I always envisioned this, and that's why, you know, it makes me so happy to make it. Is we have all of this fun,
mm-hmm.
we make it that full-on production.
You can tell we all care about it. We all put
in. We definitely
do.
Yeah,
like I feel like none of us are like. Like, there's not one of us who just doesn't do shit, you know? And it's just like,
oh, this is a team
effort. Oh,
yeah,
we all work really hard.
Yeah, we are all doing, like, portions of the show and, like, behind-the-scenes production.
Right. I feel like it almost confuses people if they reach out to us because it's like, oh, well, Alyssa's really doing the TikTok, but Dalton's doing more of the Instagram. Oh, you really liked the commercial? That was more Andrew. Did you like the show? That was more Alyssa. Or that was Mike. And you liked that commercial? That was Michael. And it just bounce because we're so good at jumping in whenever something is needed.
There are some people listening that don't know that when we started, we were not called Dungeon Radio Hour.
Oh, yeah.
Because
we deleted all evidence.
We erased it.
We scrubbed the internet.
Yep. The history of the internet. It's gone forever. Not gone forever, because someone's probably going to talk about it eventually.
we maybe could have transitioned better, but I decided, no. Let's just delete it all.
For those...
Scorched Earth on the old name.
Scorched Earth.
Yeah. For those who don't know, we had a name, and the original name was Tales from the Creek. But here's the thing.
Oh.
As I'm saying that, it got bleeped. So you don't know what I just said.
You don't even know what I said.
You don't even know what it is.
Yeah. Ah. You'll never find out, dude.
I am still proud of that name because I remember coming up with it as a nice it's little very good pun.
Name. What name?
Mm-hmm. It was
Tales
very
from the Crypt-er.
That's another bleep. You don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's another bleep.
You know, you still don't know. It's still a mystery. But it resembled too much the show Tales from the Crypt-er. You also don't know what the show is because we bleeped that out too.
Yeah.
So you don't know. But it was too much like that name. We realized it was being too messy just for the sake of one dumb joke. So scrapped.
A show.
So now we're just a show full of dumb jokes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. We forgo one dumb joke.
But it was a show we had nothing in common with.
Yeah. And now we're Dungeon R, which you didn't hear because that was also bleeped. You don't even know our real name.
We're on our own show now.
No.
And if you look on the internet, our name has been redacted from everything.
Everything.
Painstakingly.
Good luck finding us.
Good luck.
Nah, that's too much work.
Okay, so we've talked about our expectations versus the reality of what this show is. What are you wanting to see out of the next year with this show?
Honestly, I just want people to listen. So if you're listening now, share this with somebody. We seriously so appreciate it. It makes my day when I see that we've had multiple listeners in a day. I'm not crazy and check it every day. Definitely not that person.
not constantly refreshing the site.
Yeah.
Definitely
I mean,
not.
I think we all feel this. I think we all got our degrees in acting. We definitely enjoy creating something. I like creating art. I paint. I do acting. I just like creating a project. And for me, it's so fulfilling to see that people enjoyed what I've created.
Yeah.
I want to see that I've made a difference in somebody else's life. It's not really about me. I want to see how it affected you.
I think that's why we want this podcast to be successful. We never wanted to be famous, but we want listeners.
We live for the applause
100%.
As Lady Gaga might.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of us were not.
That was a great way to summarize.
A lot of us were not validated as children.
No.
And now we need it now. So please validate
us. We need the attaboys.
Yeah.
We need the good jobs. We need the hugs.
We can't afford therapy, so please just give it to us.
We can. Right. And if somebody could call into the podcast. By the way, we're going to get a phone number. Call into the podcast and say...
Just try any number for now.
Yeah.
Mike, I'm so proud of you, my son. you have the exact body type that you should. You're successful in your own right. You're married, and I always knew you'd be married to a nice woman. And good job, and I'm proud of you, and good job.
Mike, this is recorded, so next time you're feeling down, buddy,
just replay
the
it. Just play it back.
Yeah.
Just replay it.
Be your own positive
Just lower my
voice
and I'll...
Yeah, just change the pitch a little bit.
And I'll...
One thing I want to do for the next year is, like, I want to push through the stigma of D&D podcast and really appeal to a general audience. Because I do think our show is... It is a D&D podcast, but I think a general audience would really love the comedy and the storytelling and the effects and the whole production of it.
You know, you could really tell when people are like friends and like love each other. And I think it's just nice to kind of have some of that positivity on of your day.
You're really overestimating how much we care about you.
Right? Especially me.
Dalton, I have a question for you.
Yeah, of course.
What can our audience expect, without spoilers, what can our audience expect after this season? And this is not to say the season's even almost over, but going forward, is there anything to look forward to?
Okay, so things to look forward to. Obviously, we celebrated our 1 year last week. Yes, there will be a season two. If I have talked to you outside of the scope or the space of this podcast and you've asked me about the season, you know that this show evolves as we go. The thing is the story is improv. It changes. My trajectory for where this story ends changes from episode to episode. So that's really where the real improv aspect comes from.
That and the comedy.
But
So you're saying that season two has many roads.
Season two has many roads. That's essentially what I'm
saying. Oh, I get what you're
saying. Right now, this ending started with like 15, 20 different ways that this could go. It has narrowed down heavily to like 2 to 3 routes. Mm. And the way this ends will definitely impact how season two starts and how it goes. Hint, hint. You can take that and do with what you will. I can confidently say we're about halfway or so through season one. While you wait for the rest of season one and while you wait for season two, be sure to check out our Patreon, adding so much more content there. And speaking of our Patreon, we actually have a special message from one of our friends coming up. So be sure to listen to that.
Hey there, folks. Just kidding. It's your old pal Jeff here. I interrupt this broadcast to invite you to a super secret special club. And the password is Patreon. The club is called Patreon. And it's chock full of exclusive content from Dungeon Radio Hour. You get all sorts of neat stuff like extended intros, outtakes, bonus one-shot episodes, original character art, automatic entry to giveaways. I even have a show on there too, Jeffcast. That's right, you can have unfettered access to the darkest, manliest depths of my brain. You also get access to the patron-only Discord, where you can chat with Dalton, Mike, Alyssa, and Andrew. Oh my gosh, no way. Well, they always told me that group chats were against their religion. Ah, phooey. Guess I gotta become a patron to get some hangs these days, huh? Oh, before I forget, would you do old Jeff E. Jefferson a favor and give this show a 5-star rating? It'll really help the show reach new listeners. The other day, a customer came into my aunt's shop and recognized my voice. I mean, if this keeps up, I could get a date to my cousin Rodney's wedding next summer. Oh, gosh, I hope her name's Jessica. Anywho, head over to the Patreon for the full Dungeon Radio Hour experience. See you there.
Last time on Dungeon Radio Hour.
Mike, Andrew, Alyssa, and Arnold standing at the edge of this expanse, looking down and seeing a single green glowing eye staring back at you. But you can just assume that Andrew has been safely flown across this chasm. There are three stone sarcophagi. It is the same man that was in the chair when you guys first entered into this castle through the portal.
I knew it. This is some sort of resurrection shit.
But what catches your eye is a bloodied, sleeveless t-shirt lying on the floor. So you guys went into this, I don't know, crypt-like room. Three different coffins. Each one had a corpse of that wizard that you found in the room when you first got to this castle in various states of decay. Upon closer inspection, you did find that there was ruby in each of the chests. You made your way into a holding cell, like a slave pen area almost, where there were two cells, one on either side, the left and the right. In one of them, you did find a bloody sleeveless t-shirt. And the last thing that you kind of got a sensory element of was the scent of cool water. So that's what, kind of where we open up at. To give you guys a little bit of description of the room, for our audience that may not remember and our players that may not remember, it's a long room partitioned into three separate areas. There's iron bars walling off both the north and the south. There's filthy straw that lines the floors of these cells, hinged doors of which are secured by chains and padlocks. There is a disheveled looking woman in the cell to the north, and in the cell to the south is where you find the bloodied sleeveless t-shirt, as well as scorch marks along the stone wall and floor.
So we're by the t-shirt though, right?
Yeah, you guys are like on the opposite side of the bars. Like, you are on the outside looking in.
The shirt is in prison. We are not.
The shirt is in prison. You are not, correct.
Okay, cool.
Guys, this is an Our World shirt.
I mean, it does say Orange Theory on it. It does say Coach Dalton on it.
Yeah. I mean, those are dead giveaways.
Dead giveaways.
There's a headshot in the corner over there.
There's the 8-foot self-portrait that Dalton had on his college wall.
I look at the bars and there's a sign that says, Prisoner, Dalton Ruscha Riddle of Earth. Holy shit, guys.
Wait, is this like a cage in an animal shelter? Just has like the, and then also says, timid, like, do not approach.
Right. Yeah.
Do not feed carbs.
I'll be honest. We've been adventuring so much with Arnold, Bennigan, sir, sorry. I honestly kind of forgot we were looking for Dalton. And now that I've remembered that, I'm kind of freaking out a little bit. I think he's dead because that's his shirt.
The shirt is, you know, it's not in the best condition. Let me take a, Dalton, can I look at your shirt?
Yeah, so Mike, you go to raise your hand to the cell door, and by just applying a little bit of pressure, it swings open with a loud creak.
Okay.
Fuck.
Well, we should have thought of that a little bit earlier, but okay.
I guess always check the doors. Okay, noted.
I go into the room, and okay. I pick up your shirt, Dalton.
Uh-huh.
And I give it a once-over. I turn it around, scan it.
Okay.
Imagine a robotic eye scanning this like an Iron Man. I'm looking over all the details.
Yeah, all of the details.
In a Sherlock Holmesian way.
Yeah.
Of course, of course.
Robert Downey Jr., both roles. Continue.
So you...
Good point, Andrew. Good point. This is why we're
Give me an investigation check.
All right. Investigation. 17.
Wow. Okay. It is Dalton's shirt. You are 100% positive of that.
Oh my God.
The blood is...
Does it smell like Dalton's?
Do you know what my blood smells like?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Creatine.
Oh, my God.
The shirt is covered in blood, but the shades that it has dried in vary.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Like rainbow? Like tie-dye blood?
Not rainbow. There are some that are their traditional, like, rust, dark brown that you get when human blood dries. But there are some that have a much darker tint to them.
Like not human.
Yeah.
Like not human. Yeah.
Okay.
Mike, you look quizzical over there. What are you thinking?
Yeah, the back of your head looks concerned. What's up, buddy?
I'm starting to think this isn't Dalton's blood. Look at it.
But it's Dalton's shirt. That doesn't make any sense.
We know Dalton has human blood. Correct?
Uh-huh. I hope so.
Scientifically, we know this. Mm-hmm. And here's the... Look at the blood on this shirt. The patterns.
Oh, God.
The range of colors.
Oh, God. Blood in general. Oh, God.
It even tastes different than Dalton's blood.
Don't lick the blood, dude.
Yeah, don't lick
does
the
it,
blood.
Does the shirt taste good?
It doesn't taste bad.
Does it taste like Dior?
Faintly?
Give me some of that.
You have a really advanced sense of smell. The woods have done something to you.
I know. I'm a ranger. Maybe give me that shirt. I grab the shirt.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to smell the blood, the strange blood, and does it smell familiar to me at all?
Give me a survival check.
How often have you smelled Dalton's blood?
Not very often because I got a 4.
Dalton's bled a lot around us, actually. We would have an idea.
I was gonna say, I bleed quite a bit.
It's
so
true. Dalton's hurt
Wait, why?
Quite a bit.
Why do you bleed quite a bit? Hold on. Why?
Dalton gets hurt a lot because he's a very active person.
I get hurt a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you are, you like to hike. I've seen you climb like the face of a fucking mountain rock at Vasquez Rocks with no equipment.
Yeah, just cause.
Terrifying.
Because he felt like it.
Dalton's an active person. We know what his blood smells like. Carry on, Andrew.
All right, I sniff it and I lick it. Okay. I use all my senses. I want to put it in my nose. I want to put it in my ear. I touch my eyeball, my... tongue and the back of my elbow.
Oh my God. What did we talk about infections? We talked about this recently.
Dude, Dalton's clean, okay? The other blood might not be, and I just realized that.
That's what we're looking at. We're looking at the other blood, my friend.
I also rub the shirt into an open wound on my leg.
No.
Right, what do we got?
No. No. Did you roll for survival? Have you done this yet?
I did, and I got a 4. I got a 4, and I'm still doing this shit.
You inspect the shirt. You lick it. You smell it. You rub it against your ear. You rub it on your eye, and you get no identifying factors that this is my blood or someone else's blood. But when you do pull the shirt away from your eye, Mike and Alyssa, you immediately notice that his eye is swollen.
Oh my God, Andrew!
Oh my God.
What's up, dude?
Andrew, you got an eye infection or something, dude. Your eye's swollen.
Oh my God, are you saying this is my blood?
No! I'm saying you put blood into your ocular fucking cavity, and now you know how you can't see out of one eye? That's
dude,
because
okay.
of your stupid ass choices.
Listen, it's not that swollen. I touch it and I can't feel my eyelids
you can't,
anymore.
No, it's like it's protruding.
Oh, it looks like Mickey Rooney needs to cut you, dude. It looks really bad. You keep patting it. Don't touch it so much. Why are you touching it so much?
I can't stop touching it once it hurts. You know what I mean?
No!
Make sure it hurts
I don't
still.
Know. Stop it.
Stop. Stop. No.
Okay. Okay. All right. Here, okay. Give me the shirt. Okay. Okay.
Here's the shirt. Don't touch. Hey, Mike, don't touch it to your eye.
I'm not going to touch it to my eye.
No, we know okay. not to do that. Okay, wait.
All right. Well, you should have told me not to do that.
Wait right here. Ma'am. I go and approach the other.
Was she ma'aming? Oh, yeah. There's a prisoner up there.
Oh, okay.
I go approach the other cell.
And now a what's that? An incoming transmission from a strange new world. From planet Earth. This transmission comes from a real-life sponsor.
And now back to Pads, only on NBC.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, D20. Welcome to my pad. Check out this sick dice box me and my crew just moved into. We got the large, because we knew money, but it comes in three sizes. Every inch of this is handmade by Oakley's Nerd Duck. Hear that? That's 100% Cherrywood, baby. And check out that tongue of group joining. Ooh, shit, that's nice. Over here, I got my own cozy little nook with slots for the whole set. I'm talking D8, even the homie D6.
Did somebody call me?
Don't mind him, he's a square. Now, peep this gorgeous walnut rolling tray. You know we like a dark wood. Me and the squad rolled deep on this, and over there, we got the kiddos playing on the all-custom dice tower. Look, bro, you know I came up from a bag. It was dark, and it smelled like cheap dye. But now, I'm living like a king, because Oakley got the neighborhood tricked the f*** out.
Funky fresh.
Speaking of neighbors, Oakley even hooked up the old-timers next door, and now the trading cards got a sick place of their own. What's up, Mrs. Trading Card?
Oh, hi. We love this show. Our whole deck is protected thanks to Oakley. The beautifully hand-carved wood glistens in the
moonlight. Get out of here. This is my episode. Don't worry, she'll be fine. We got her in a plastic sleeve. Always protect your edges, kids. Anyway, if you want to be like me, then it's time to upgrade your gear. Oakley's Nerd Nook. Ditch the bag. Buy a box.
Now, back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Ma'am, I'm kind of freaking out. I'm sorry. Hi, how are you? How long? I'm sorry that you're trapped. We can totally help with that.
What did you do?
But have you seen anything? Did you see what happened to the dude who's in this cell?
Okay, Alyssa, so you walk over to the cell, and this woman is huddling in the corner. Her back is turned to you. And as you approach, she turns around, and you can kind of see that she is in this tattered dress. All color has been drained out, that it's been faded and ripped and torn. Her face is streaked with where the tears have ran through the dirt and the blood. Oh. She looks like she has no hope left.
Oh, God.
And she turns to you and she goes,
hello?
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I got surprised by something behind you.
Yes, and there's something behind me.
There was, but now it's gone.
She turns and looks.
But anyway, have you seen our friend? He was in the cell across from you.
They've taken him.
Where?
I do not know. The dark elf came here. He killed the guards. And what? They took the man in the cage.
Wait, dark elf. So why would he kill the guards? Doesn't he work here? Aren't those his guards?
He was very angry.
My whole face is swollen, but I start walking up and I'm
the dark elf. The dark elf is talking about mad me again.
Sir Andrew, please come here.
Mm-hmm. What up, man?
He casts Lay on Hands, and you see that his bird hand glows with this like faint yellow light, and then he just smacks you across the face.
Oh shit!
I can.
And
see
your face immediately.
Oh my god!
Andrew,
felt good.
How do you feel, dude?
I feel great. Bennigan, you mind slapping the other side? I have a kind of an OCD thing. When I get hit on one side,
slap
I
the other side. The other Bennigan, side. Go ahead and slap the other side.
Ready? Before you can even finish your sentence, he slaps the other side of your face.
Oh yeah, it feels even now.
Seemed harder that time.
Andrew, roll 2d4.
Oh, no.
You get healed, but then not healed.
5 total.
So between the two slaps, you do take 5 bludgeoning damage, but your face is no longer swollen. So. But it's very red.
Thank you, Arnold.
It's very red.
So, I'm sorry, he killed his own guards because he was mad? Why was he mad?
They were not keeping the prisoner in line the way they were supposed to. They were not instructed correctly.
How is he out of line?
When they brought him here, they were supposed to keep him contained. They did not keep the prisoner contained. It was an awful mess. There was so much shouting and blood and death. He killed so many guards.
Wait, the dark elf or our friend Dalton?
No,
killed
no, your friend, the other man.
He killed? Dude, Dalton's killed people too? Okay, it's not just us.
Well, that makes me feel
better. We murdered people here.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm not surprised that Dalton killed people here.
Yeah.
I bet he's better at it than we are. Because he's in shape.
I think he's pretty
you know
good
what I mean?
At it. I think Dalton's really good at it. And honestly, I'd like to see him kill.
Yeah.
If we get the chance, we should watch him
Do you think he's strangled, though? Because that's kind of my thing.
No, he would have known.
No, he's not a strangler. No.
You're right. There's blood. There's blood. Yeah. Of course
there's blood. Dalton's like he wants to make a mess. He's a stabber,
right.
An eviscerator. Right. Maybe they call him Dalton the Eviscerator.
He's a messy boy.
You know?
Yeah.
And anyway. maybe we ask around, have you seen Dalton the Eviscerator? And see, you know, maybe we've been asking the wrong questions.
But I'm sorry, ma'am, what is your name?
My name?
Yes.
My name is Gertrude.
Gertie. Can I call you Gertie? We're friends.
Of course. Yeah. What is your name?
Alyssa.
Oh, that's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
I'm Andrew.
That's Andrew.
Hello, Andrew.
I just want to know, I see a bunch of marks on the wall in his cell. Were they attacking him with, like, fire or magic?
No, he was attacking them with magic.
What?
What?
Dalton doesn't... Okay, guys, maybe this isn't Dalton, because Dalton doesn't know magic.
That's
okay,
true. Historically,
also, Andrew,
I've never seen him do one magic.
You don't know magic, and I don't know
God.
Magic. But yet we do
oh
magic.
Oh my God. That's a really good point. Dalton knows magic in this world.
Just like we do.
Just like
so
we
So he
do.
Got affected as well when he went through the portal.
But his sounds just way more powerful.
But wait, why was he killing guards again? Somebody run that back by me. Were the guards just like killable?
Well,
or
I mean, they are holding him hostage. So
that
would,
makes
I
sense.
Would probably
that makes
kill
sense.
Guards.
They were holding him hostage.
But they had families, and I feel like Dalton didn't take that into consideration.
I think he had remorse.
You know what? I bet he didn't ask. He didn't ask at all.
You don't have time when you're killing.
No. I mean, yeah. You can't say like, hey, do you have a family? Because then people will be like, yeah, I have a really big one. And then they could just lie.
They're just going
to
lie.
Because they just don't want to be eviscerated in that moment. They just lie.
I love the voice you use. Yeah. We need a flashback scene now with the guard. And
hey, I have a family.
Sure you do. Name all of your children.
And then
that's
they do
right.
Like that,
yeah.
The brother speech from Good Will Hunting. And then like they just start naming names.
Well, I'm sorry, Gertie. How do I get you out? Is there a place where they keep the key or anything?
You can check the guards' bodies. They're still at the table.
Oh shit,
yeah,
they're right there.
That's right. Okay.
Oh my God. Okay,
Gertrude.
What do these guards look like, Dalton?
Dead.
Yeah, so there
you are
there are three guards that are at the table. Two of them are dwarves, and then one of them is an elf of some sort. And they have that same bite mark in their necks in that spidery, veiny pattern. That is spreading throughout their body, and they're all slumped over in their chairs.
Gertie, you said, though, that the dark elf guy attacked
yes.
his guards?
Yes, he did.
Did he bite them?
It's his staff.
His staff?
Flashback to when I saw Neznar in the caves, and he had a staff, and it had fangs on it?
Andrew, give me a history check. Give me a history check.
Three.
Oh no.
Well.
Wait. Hold on. Now I do a history. Three. We got triple threes.
We have a collective flashback, but
you
it's totally
collective,
wrong.
We have a collective.
We all remember
flashback.
Only bits. We only remember one little bit.
I remember. Yeah,
okay. Mesnir. Let's hear. Let's tell the story real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So, yeah, I remember now. We were in the cave.
He was 8 feet tall.
He was hanging upside down with us.
Yeah, and
he was wearing like a Bo Peep outfit mm-hmm. with like the hook, the sheep hook.
And
he
kept saying, I'm hungry for grapes.
Yeah.
I'm so
yes,
hungry
grapes.
For grapes.
So hungry.
And then the purple portal appeared,
right.
which I guess is a grape portal.
Which is giant grape. Grapes
this
came
could
out.
Could be grape flavored.
Yeah.
Guys, this doesn't sound right. I don't
he
think.
Licked
I don't know if this is right. But
I don't think this
can
is
Can I
right.
say one thing? But he definitely had a cane.
He definitely had a staff.
A staff of some kind. Mm-hmm.
That had teeth on it?
It
I
was
guess.
All, it was made of teeth. It was 20 bicuspids stacked
yeah.
on top of each other.
Oh my God, you're right.
And whenever he would wave it, a tooth would fall out of the air.
Oh my God, do you think the witch
it
made it
It wasn't very
him?
Well put together.
Right.
The witch must have made it for him with all her collected bones and extra teeth and jawbones.
Oh yep.
Yep, that's what it was.
This is
canon.
Canonical.
This is canon. No, that's not canon.
All we know is he has a staff.
Yes, yikes. All you know is all the three of you know is he has a staff.
I love it.
Yes, staff.
Gertrude,
staff.
not to be rude, and we want to free you. I do just have a relevant question. Why are you here?
I was taken as a slave with the rest of my family.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah, we'll free you.
Name them. Name your family.
Johnson Monson.
Johnson Monson.
I narrow my eyes at that.
Johnson Monson?
So can your name is Gertrude Monson.
How truthful is she being?
And how many children do you have?
One.
Name it.
Alberta.
Alberta. Gertrude and Alberta.
The name of Canada.
Really it really seems like your names are just geographically all over the place. I mean, I don't know how names or dialects or anything work in Faerun, but it just seems...
No, Dalton.
Seems sus.
I'm sorry, you're getting distracted.
You're right.
I don't know. The guard.
Cool. You investigate the body, and you very easily locate the ring of keys that are hanging from the belt.
Okay, I'm going to take the key, and I rush over very quickly, and I unlock the cell to Gertie's.
Cool. So you insert the key into the cell, and with a turn and a click, it also swings open with a very loud creak.
Great. All right. You're free. Here, come here. You know what? Here, let me... I lick my fingies, and I lick, not just my fingies, my thumbs like a mom, and I go up to her, and I kind of rub underneath her eyes,
dude,
like you said,
Andrew,
she had all the tears and dirt.
Just got an eye infection. Don't do that to people.
You've been touching my...
I also, like, pat her shoulders, and I cast Mending as I do so.
You go down, and you get ready to approach her with your outstretched hands, and she flinches at your touch.
Aww.
But once you make contact with her skin, she does kind of seem to ease into it a little bit, but you can tell that her body posture is very tense. And as you wipe away the tears and the sweat and the grime, and you pat on her shoulder, she takes on this kind of warm glow, and the color comes back into her clothing, and the rips and the tears mend themselves, and for the most part, she no longer looks like she's been lying in filth for the last several months.
Wow.
Ah, see there. There
you
we go.
You clean up really good, Gert.
Good work, Alyssa.
Alyssa, as you are helping out Gertrude, Arnold comes down and kneels by your side, and he offers his hand. Come, Lady Gertrude, allow us to free you from this cell.
Oh my God, the way he said that, I already ship them so hard.
Oh,
oh my God.
Bullshit.
I'm sorry, you're a bird. Hi, Gertrude, you're right there. I think you guys should get married.
Mm-hmm. I've already started a whole Tumblr page devoted to this. I really like the two of them together.
She's married!
Yeah, but her whole family is dead and slaves, and she's the only one alive.
And her husband let her get imprisoned.
You don't know her family's dead? Have you asked her?
Dead to her.
Okay.
Oh, she knows.
Now that Bennigan's in her life.
It seems like the kind of place where the plague happens a lot.
Love
you know what I mean? Like, they could be gone.
I already got the plague today, and it was not fun.
Okay, Gertie, how do we get out of here?
The door right there.
Oh, besides that.
There's an emergency exit right there.
I'm in full picture. Full picture, Gertrude. Not just the very next step. I've gathered the next step is past that door. I meant steps after that.
I don't think she's grateful to have been released. Back to jail? I'm going to say back to jail.
All these prisoners, guys, they're hungry, okay? They're hangry. They're peckish. Wait, let's get out of here. Let's get her some food.
Hangry.
Bennigan, take her to a nice restaurant or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then... we'll get to the yawning portal with our gold. I slap my pockets. The gold jingles. We'll find Dalton. But wait a second. Guys, hold on. Back when we started this, the yawning portal was supposed to get us to where Dalton is. Guys, are we on the other side of the yawning portal right now?
No, wait.
No, because the yawning portal, like...
It was supposed to take us, like, in the Undermountain. We're definitely not there.
Yeah, it's like... that probably looked like a different, portal.
I think we just got bad... information.
Dalton, I want to cast I don't know, some bullshit that'll tell us if we're in the yawning portal or past it or whatever. I just want to sense some shit.
Okay, what do you want to sense?
Let me sense some shit, Dalton.
Do you have any battery on your phone? You could pull up Google Maps.
I have some.
Oh, wait, I do. You know what? I pull my phone out, I call 411 like in the olden times and you'd get information. So I pull out my phone and I dial 411. I don't even know if this still works, guys. I haven't done it since like 2004.
Oh, man, I miss seeing a cell phone.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hello, are you there? Hi.
Hello, is this 411?
It's the number you called, so yeah.
Yeah, hi. I just needed to get some general information.
Of course, I would love to help you with that.
Yeah, I'm trying to look for, like, a safe house near me. I was just wondering, like, where the closest, like, safe house is. And also, I wanted to know the directions to the Under Mountain.
Sure, you're looking for a steakhouse? And what kind of radius are you looking for?
No, a safe house.
Yeah, I heard you. A steakhouse. Where are you at? What is your location right now?
S is in Sierra.
S is in Sierra. T?
As in apple. No. An apple.
Apple.
F as in Frank.
E as in arithmetic.
None of that made sense.
No. How did she get this job? How are you hired?
Ma'am, are you... please don't take offense, but I'm just curious. How long have you been a 411 operator?
Listen, I just started today, and it's terrible. It's a terrible job. Let me tell you. People call me all day long, and they want all of this general information. Have you heard of smartphones? Everybody has them. Google it. I'm going to tell you, Google it, okay?
Some of us still have data plans.
It's been a joy to talk to you. Google it. Bye-bye. I'm going to go now.
No, but I need a safe house.
No, my shows are on. The steak house. Go next door. I don't know. Goodbye.
I don't
Goodbye.
Need a steak.
Goodbye.
Okay.
What?
So it
sounds
said,
like you got all the information you needed. Right?
She said Google it, but also my shows are on, like an octogenarian. I can't tell what decade she was from. I guess she didn't want the job.
Old soul.
She's not helping anybody.
Old soul.
So that wasn't any help.
So that wasn't fruitful at all?
No.
Okay. I think, guys, we just have to go out the exit and we'll look at the sky, we'll look at the ground, and we'll just figure out where we are.
We got to find the steakhouse by ourselves. I'm sorry to say it, but we're going to have to find it on our own.
Steak sounds delicious. I'm willing to do this.
Don't think a steakhouse is the smartest choice at this moment.
She did mention steaks were close by.
Oh, well, if they're close by, then I'd be down for a steak.
Gertie, you want a steak?
We don't need to eat steak in a prison.
I think I should stay here and try and find my family. I don't mean to sound ungrateful, but...
Was your family also abducted?
Yes, we were all taken at the same time.
Oh,
but
dang!
They're dead.
They're not dead.
No, we passed them in the hall. They're dead.
They're dead? She immediately starts to sob.
Wait.
No, they were dying in the hall, and we just caught their last breath, and they said, hey.
Hold on, lady. Gertrude?
Gertie, it was a goof.
It was a goof.
It was a goof.
We don't know if your family's dead.
She is sobbing uncontrollably. Inconsolable.
Okay, I don't know what to do here.
Gertrude? Hey. Hi, this is really rough. Here's the deal. There are a lot of empty cells, but they could have been just taken somewhere else. I think the best thing we need to do now...
It's true. They could have been sold into slavery. Anything could have happened.
No. Don't listen to him. He has a large neck, okay? I just think we can cry, and it's valid, and I hear you. Let's just do it outside of the prison. That way we don't get put back into a cell. You know what I mean?
We have no way of knowing, and these are empty platitudes, but they're probably not dead or sold into slavery.
Shush! Okay, huddle. Team huddle over here.
You guys are huddling. Gertrude is still sobbing. She is crumpled down onto the floor.
Yeah, Gertrude, sorry, you're not in the huddle.
I think she just needs a moment to feel her feelings.
I think somebody, like, made her sad.
Somebody. I think we just need to let her do that. Need to keep moving on.
We need to get some fucking steak.
I think
I'm
she'll
with
be
you.
Fine.
I do want steak, that's for sure.
I think she'll be good.
We let her out. She's a capable woman.
She's capable. All women are capable.
Here, so hold on. I walk
she's
over
mended.
Gertie.
She's good now.
I take my thigh dagger
and
just carefully put it in her hand as she's crying. And I go, hey, you got this.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
Leave her a dagger.
You're going to find your family and they're going to be alive.
Give her one dagger while she's sad and walk away.
And I just walk
this
away.
Doesn't feel right at all. Guys, Arnold, listen. I think what we need to do is we need to split up. Me, Mike, Alyssa, we're going to leave the prison. Arnold, I want you to live up to your knighthood and find this woman's family. And then you leave the prison and you meet back up with us. I think she needs a protector. I don't think she could do this on her own. No offense. Strong, independent woman with a dagger. It's great.
Oh, no. I think she could do it by herself. But I think it would be rude for Arnold not to, like, go do his own thing and
we
do our own thing right now.
Right.
All I know is I die a lot less with Arnold around. I don't want to give that up.
Hey.
I agree. Well, then we need to bring her with us. We can't just...
Listen, Arnold just volunteered to stay here. I can't tell him what to do.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's not what happened. Sir Andrew, not to be rude, but I think that's the worst idea you've had since I got arms.
Okay.
Okay. Well. Then, all right, Gertrude. Good luck.
Gertrude.
we'll see you later.
You know, I think if it's between us getting some high quality Omaha steaks or
these are Omaha. Huh?
No, you know what? we offered steaks. She declined. We have to respect that. You know, like people put up boundaries and you can't just force them
that's true.
To always be part of your
what
group.
If she's a vegetarian? That's you're probably right. Why she's sad right now. We didn't even consider her dietary restrictions. Yeah.
So I'm just saying, let her feel her feels. She's having a moment. I just gave her a weapon. She'll be fine on her own.
She'll be fine with a weapon. Everybody's dead around her.
She's
anyway.
Outside of the
maybe she'll
cell.
Find her family.
I do
Lady Alyssa, if I may,
give me
but a moment. With the Lady Gertrude. And Arnold turns to Lady Gertrude and, Lady Gertrude, I know you have spent many months here in this cell, deprived of food, water, and love.
Dramatic music.
But mostly love.
It is my utmost belief that your family is still alive. And I know, with the willpower that you possess, you will be able to find them. And he goes to lift up her chin. You must be strong. You must be brave. And you must be persistent. And as he says persistent, he casts bravery. And this, like, warmth kind of comes over Gertrude. You immediately see her, like, shoulders roll back. She stands a little bit taller. Her jaw becomes a little bit more set. And there's determination in her eyes.
Hot.
Thank you, Sir Knight. With your inspiration, I know that I will be able to find my family. I know I could never repay you for what you all have done here, but please, head to my family's shop at the edge of the Forest of Trepidation. I know that my cousin there will be able to reward you handsomely.
The Forest of...
That is all I can do for now.
The Forest of Trepidation? That sounds fun and harmless.
It sounds... just as bad as the last forest.
It sounds
here.
Pretty bad.
We'll go to the edge of that.
Almost sounds questy, and I don't know if
all,
I love it.
Do all of your forests have ominous names? Is that just a thing here?
And then Gertrude, like, looks off to the center of this room that you're in.
Take that door there, down the stairs. It will take you to the cellar. There's an opening in the wall that will take you out into the woods. That's the easiest and best way I know to get out.
See, this is what I was asking earlier. We need to go through the door. But
Gertrude, thank you so much. Why am I thanking you? You're welcome for us saving you. You're very welcome. And, you know, even if your family is dead, you're going to be okay.
Shush.
All right. Anyway, goodbye. And we're going to make our way out of the castle.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
I'm Marty S. Glaberman of Marty S. Glaberman and Associates. If you're like me... many of you are discontented in your relationships and wish that there was an easier way to dissolve the contract that binds you together in the eyes of the state. That's why we here at Marty S. Glaberman & Associates have instituted a new service in the way of the instant wand of divorce. Wave it over that nasty old battle axe of a wife and your assets will be instantly divided and in your favor. The hot new sports car, yours. The house, yours. Money, yours. The kids, only the good ones. You won't believe how fast it is. Just bippity-boppity-bip, and how do you feel, sir?
Divorced.
That's because you are. That feeling of freedom washes over you immediately. A normal divorce can take months, if not decades, to play out in the courts. But with Marty S. Glaberman's patented instant wand of divorce, you will be well within your rights to toss your wife out on the streets with the flick of a wrist. Don't waste your time with counseling and working on yourself. Some issues are really inconvenient, if not impossible to fix. Your kids, partial custody, maybe only the weekends. Live your life. It's the best thing that ever happened to me, and it will be the best thing that ever happened to you. Some say the best feeling in life is joy. Joy is fleeting. The best feeling in life is relief. Relief from pain. Relief from responsibility. Your life will literally change overnight with zero downsides. Consider this. If your wife is over 30, statistically, she will only continue to age.
Ew.
Exactly. For only half the price of a regular long divorce, that could come out of remission. An instant divorce is, well, instant. Doesn't get better than that. So walk your wife to the garbage and mount that signed jersey she made you take down. What a fun suck.
Yeah.
Let's get you divorced today with the instant wand of divorce. Yeah! Yeah!
Now back to our regularly scheduled programming.
As we're walking, I say, Arnold, you got any more of that bravery juice, dude? Because I've been scared this whole time, and I could use a hit of that.
The bravery, Sir Andrew, has been inside you the entire time.
Oh, you fucking bastard. No, I saw your hands light up. Your fucking finger feathered hands. All right. Keep your secrets.
Andrew, you're just asking for a slap again.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys follow Gertrude's instructions. You go through the door down the stairs. So this door opens up into a narrow stone hallway that leads down at least a couple of flights. And you come to a 5-foot-wide landing that leads into a 15-foot-large cellar. There's another door that stands on the opposite side, which is presumably the way out that Gertrude did describe earlier. There are crates and barrels stacked high all along the wall, and there is a cistern on the far side that is full of a very clear liquid that if you inspect, you'll find out is water.
Hmm. Wow, ruin the surprise.
I'll inspect it.
Sorry.
I inspect it anyway.
Okay. No, okay. Hey, found some water, guys.
If you inspect it, you can tell that it is a fresh water reserve that is being fed by pipes.
I chug it because I don't think I've drank water in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say,
our
backpacks probably got little, like, sheepskin or some kind of, like,
I'll
little
put
containers.
Yeah, sheepskin for sure.
Yeah.
For
sure. We fill up.
Cool. You fill up your water and somebody give me a, all three of you actually, give me a perception check.
Absolutely.
Ooh. 21.
And that's a 1.
15.
I guess with my bonus, it's a 3. That one.
Okay. Andrew, you notice it before anybody else. There is a waterproof kind of pouch submerged in the water that seems to be attached to a rope that kind of leads up to the ceiling.
I kind of follow the rope with my eyes. What is it attached to on the ceiling?
It is a pulley system.
Guys, hold on. You see this? Pulley system. Trap?
Well, pull it.
No, hold on.
Well, I'll be damned. How did I miss it?
Guys, I'm thinking trap.
Just pull it. Just try.
All right, I pull it.
I think it's fine.
So you pull on the pulley system, which is the rope, and as you pull on it, the submerged satchel lifts up out of the water and begins to drip back down into the cistern. But then you hear a loud... I try to say large and loud at the same time.
Large.
You hear a loud rumbling off to the side as a false wall appears in the stone wall, and you see a chest sitting in that cavity.
Tight. Okay, guys, let me look at the chest because, you know, it could be a mimic. I'm going to go in here real quick.
Okay, bud.
You know,
look.
We've all played D&D. I'm going to go ahead and go first.
Keep that elevated, Andrew. That's probably what's keeping it open.
All right, keep that elevated, Andrew.
Okay.
I promise to split whatever's in here with you guys.
Here, but go on.
Yeah, don't move, though. Don't move. I'm going to go with Mike, but you stay right
Losing
there.
Interest.
Yeah, but
go
you
on.
Stay a little bit behind me, Alyssa, like 5 feet behind me, maybe.
I'm right behind you.
All right, okay. And I open the chest. Dalton, what do I see?
You attempt to open the chest, and it is locked.
Oh man. You know, I think you just made that chest locked just now when I said I opened the chest and you're like, no, fuck you. All right.
I'm gonna pull out a hairpin. Jiggle jiggle.
Give me a sleight of hand check.
Ooh. 17.
Ooh.
Cool. It breaks immediately.
Wow.
Okay, here's the thing. I got my lockpick here and I'm gonna
And those are meant for lockpicking. Mm.
And so I'm gonna try to pick this lock right here. Sleight of hand check?
Give me a sleight of hand check.
Why, certainly. All right. And that is a 20.
Modified.
It breaks immediately.
All right. You are rude. And you know what?
I feel like like I did a really good job, and it still didn't go through.
Can I say, I was about to say that was great form. I've never seen your fingers so fucking nimble.
Thank you.
I was impressed.
So nimble.
What are you guys doing over there? I'm getting a little sore over here.
It's just 5-10 more minutes tops, but we're trying to get into the chest, but it's, you know, it's presenting some problems.
I know standing is hard for you, but if you could just keep holding.
Arnold Strong, have him rip it off the hinges or something.
Andrew, give me a constitution check.
Oh, God. 19.
You're fine.
Ooh, getting svelte here in the fantasy world.
You know what? I don't want this chest anymore. I don't think there's anything cool inside.
I get so bored holding the rope. And I, with my other hand, I just want to like, poke the satchel. Is there anything in it?
Andrew, you poke the satchel and you can tell that there's some heft to it. It contained something.
All right, I root around in there.
Yeah, because you kind of peek in and you see a small silk pouch. You see two vials, one filled with a red liquid, one filled with a silvery liquid, and you also see a small bronze key.
Guys, if there's a chest over there, I might have a key, but I can't really let go of this here rope. I guess I'll use my other hand to throw it. And then I do that.
You do got two hands.
The most brilliant idea I've ever had.
Cool. Who wants to catch it?
I catch it.
Mike, give me a dexterity. Give me a dexterity check.
Aw, man.
All right. It is an 18.
Cool. You catch it without any problem.
Boo, boo, boo.
Oh, my God. I snatched that out the air, and I'm so cool.
Dude, we should try sports sometime. We're pretty good at that.
I mean, honestly, dude, I think we should start our own sports team. I bet they don't have sports out here, and, you know, you can make a lot of money doing
that. I haven't seen one sport this whole time.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for them. But you're right, no sport.
So anyway, but what you got in the bag?
Oh, I just got a little, let's see here. Ooh, two vials of red shit and, key! No?
No, he only threw you the key.
Well, she said bag, so you fucked up. Oh. Okay, say it again. Say, what do you got in that key? All right, how about this?
What you got there, Mike?
Oh, I got a fucking key. I got a key! And I put it into the lock, and I twisty-twist.
Cool, you put it into the lock, and with a turn and a click, it opens up and reveals its secrets to you. Inside this chest, you find a pouch that contains 100 silver pieces.
Fuck yeah.
50 gold pieces. A smaller silk pouch within that pouch containing five rubies.
Holy
and there
cow.
Is a... an envelope that was once sealed, but the wax seal has been broken.
Moving on up.
That's a felony, whoever read that letter.
Andrew, we have a bunch of stuff we're about to show you here, bud. I pocket all the
good.
Money.
I let go of the rope. What happens?
You let go of the rope.
Hey, you love me. Don't do that.
I do, but I'm dumb.
You let go of the rope, and the pouch immediately falls back into the cistern. You hear a low rumble once again as the stone wall begins to rise, with Mike still inside the chamber with the chest. Mike, you immediately are
also,
encased.
Alyssa's here,
inside.
Too.
Oh, Mike and Alyssa, you are immediately encased inside of a small room.
Andrew!
I hear they're muffled. Oh, shit! I pulled it. Oh, shit! Sorry, I got excited. You guys found something? I pull it down.
You pull it down.
Yeah, we found something. Ass.
Yeah.
We found 100 silver in this letter.
I was about to even read it to you. I read the scroll.
I pocket the 5 rubies and the 50 gold. All right, go ahead.
As you do that, letter. Arnold, I saw that.
No, you didn't, bitch. Don't you? No, you didn't. You can't fucking, you metagaming bitch. All right, go ahead.
He does the whole, like, points at his eyes and then points at your eyes.
But he just has, like, feathery hands, so he just pointed a feather hand at his eyes.
At his eyes, then he points him at you.
I do it back to him, but all like, All right, Alyssa has a letter to read, and she's really good at reading.
I'm really excited.
Well, come over here so I can hear story time. Did you get everything out? Can I let go of this thing?
No, you ready? I'm about to read it. I might sound like I have a man voice while I read it, but it says...
It says, my spies in Waterdeep tell me that strangers have arrived on the woods on the outskirts of town. One in particular is of interest to our master. Capture the rest if you can. Kill them if you must, but don't allow them to upset our plans.
Well, this sounds like the letter we saw in the other place.
Yeah, honestly, it's redundant. Who's writing all these letters?
He's writing the same letter.
Keep the prisoners safe so that they may be delivered to me with haste. at the behest of our master. I present you these rewards in good faith. Do not disappoint me. And then within that note is a separate kind of diagram. And on the diagram is a picture of the staff that you guys currently have in your possession that you got from upstairs. And on it, it says Staff of Defense. And then the letter is signed Neznar.
Neznar. Nice. Very repetitive, Neznar. From the
desk of Neznar. Oh, well, dictated, not read. Okay, but you know, his secretary wrote this.
It sounds like that those riches you guys found probably were the bounty for them getting Dalton at the prison.
Yeah, also, I'm a little offended. What does Dalton have that we don't have?
I think he's good at murder, like we were talking about earlier. It's kind of bullshit. That's
I think true. Dalton would be the best murderer. He is the best I have murderer. To say. I think he'd be the best. Also, he... Best at growing a beard, by far.
Yeah, I have not a beard to be found.
Anyway, point is...
Obviously, Dalton wasn't worth it because he kicked their asses and escaped. If I were him, I would have headed to the nearest town, which unfortunately, and I whip my head, is through the forest of...
Trepidation.
And the last image you see is the quartet of would-be heroes, Alyssa, Andrew, Mike, and their feathered friend, Arnold, disappearing into the tree line of the Forest of Trepidation. Well, there you have it. Our would-be hero's first real clue to Dalton's whereabouts since entering the Forgotten Realms. And it only took about 30 episodes to get here. Judging by that logic, we should be able to wrap this first season up in, oh, I don't know, 2 to 5 years, give or take? But will this clue provide any real answers? Or will it just raise more questions? Better yet, how many more convoluted side quests will this lead to as the DM stalls for time because he doesn't know what he's doing or where the story is going to go? Guess there's only one way to find out. Stick around and listen as we drop episode 30 on June 27th. While we wait, Dungeon Radio Hour wants to extend a special thank you to our patrons, Dran, Cameron, Oakley, Robert, and Packrat. Thank you, as always, for your continued support. Want a cool shout-out like that one on the air? Then head on over to our Patreon at www.patreon.com/dungeonradiohour. Until next time, keep the volume up, the dial tuned in, and always say yes to adventure. Bye for now, kids.
But also, my shows are on like an octogenarian. I can't tell what decade she was from. I guess she didn't want the job.
Old soul.
She's not helping anybody.
Old soul.
Okay.
My biggest question is, why did I take a headphone out to pretend to use my cell phone?
You did.
I don't know. We're a complete audio format.
Yes.
We are acting.
Just so the
God
audience knows, I committed.
Yeah.
Completely.
Oh, that was fucking funny.